Jonathan Toman of PeakRadar.com. Jonathan, there is a lot to talk about when it comes to the local area and to making sure we have our arts and entertainment feel, especially if we're looking to feel a little festive in the next couple weeks. Good morning.
Absolutely, Andrew. Good morning to you and happy Friday. Like PeakRadar.com, more broadly, I've got six events that are a nice mixture of holiday upcoming things and non-holiday upcoming things. So a little of everything to check out, and we'll start, in fact, with an event that's tonight, 7:30 at Stargazers Theater and Event Center. They're hosting internationally acclaimed guitar virtuoso Trace Bundy, who must be seen, not heard. Listening to his intricate arrangements is one thing, but seeing the fan-dubbed Acoustic Ninja play live confounds even the most accomplished music lovers as to how one person can do all that with just two hands. And he's joined by special guest Glenn Phillips of Toad the Wet Sprocket tonight at Stargazers for that show at 7:30. Rolling into the weekend, the Carter Springs Comics and Toy Con is tomorrow from 11 a.m. to, I believe, yes, 7 p.m. So almost all day at Chapel Hills Mall. A wide variety of vendors and collectors showcasing their toys, comics, video games, cards, art, etc. And it's a great opportunity to do some holiday shopping for the geek slash nerd slash collector in your life, as they say on the event listing on Peak Radar. We've got some holiday events as well. The Manitou Christmas Parade is tomorrow evening in downtown Manitou Springs at 6 p.m. There'll be all kinds of Christmassy parade-y things. It's one of those events where where the name pretty much speaks for itself. The final three, Andrew, that I want to talk about. First Presbyterian Church is hosting their annual Christmas Joy concert at the Pikes Peak Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Colorado Springs. There will be two performances, both on Sunday afternoon, one at 2 o'clock and one at 4:30 o'clock. 4:30 o'clock? Yikes. 4:30 p.m.
Maybe, you know, 4:30 o'clock kind of seems a little parade-y this morning. Kind of fits.
Right, yeah. We'll roll with it. We'll definitely roll with it. The cool thing about this concert, Andrew, is that they'll have musicians, including the 150-voice First Pres Choir, guest artist Alvy Powell, a full orchestra, a 17-piece big band, Pikes Peak Ringers, and the Carter Springs Children's Chorale, with additional vocal soloists as well. So all sorts of folks coming together for that Christmas Joy concert on Sunday afternoon. Springs Ensemble Theater is in the middle of their holiday play festival run. Runs through December 19th with multiple showings featuring original works by local playwrights brought to life by some of the most beloved actors in the Pikes Peak region. So that's a good opportunity to see some theater. And the last event that I want to mention is actually a theater show as well. The Fine Arts Center has opened Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella that opened last week and runs through January 9th. Part of their 2021-22 theater season programming, thoroughly modern twist on the timeless enchantment of this magical fairy tale. So some fun opportunities really across the board, outside, inside, theater, music, holiday fun. It's an interesting time to visit peakradar.com to see all the opportunities that are upcoming, Andrew.
Absolutely. There's so much going on, really just scratching the surface of all the events. And again, for all those listings, even looking to maybe get the calendar filled up into the new year, what's the best website to go to, Jonathan?
Yeah, that'd be peakradar.com, Andrew.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. Jonathan Toman with peakradar.com. Thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News. We look forward to a lot of fantastic events, and really, if you're in the mood, we can go get festive and parade-y at that Manitou Parade tomorrow. Thanks so much, Jonathan. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good weekend.